You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Monday greeted the pious sister disciples of the Divine Master and encouraged them to go forward in their mission to bring the gospel to the men and women of today, always listening to the signs of the times. The Pope's words came as he addressed the sisters, who are holding their ninth general chapter in Rome on the theme New Wine in New Wineskins. First of all, Pope Francis said to the sisters, always be open to the Holy Spirit, whom he said is master of diversity, master of unity within differences. Walk together in communion, he told them, respecting plurality, weaving your legitimate differences into unity, taking into account you are present in different countries and cultures. Basing his discourse on the many fruits yielded by communion, Francis encouraged the sisters to allow each other to express themselves freely, banishing divisions, envy, and gossip from their communities.
Bandendo dalle comunità le divisioni, le invidie, i pettegolezzi.
He spoke at length of the importance of listening to the men and women of our time, saying the chapter is a time to listen to the Lord, who speaks to us through the signs of the times.
Infine, con gli uomini e le donne del nostro tempo.
Noting that ours is a world of possibilities and that we live in a culture which presents them all as valid and good, he said discernment is necessary to recognize what belongs to the Spirit and what is contrary to it. Francis concluded his address reflecting on the prophecy of joy lived by the consecrated women and of how joy is a beautiful reality in their lives, but also a great challenge because it must never be self-referential or self-satisfied. Urging the sisters to be prophets of hope with eyes turned to the future, he said, trusting in Christian hope and in the strength it gives you, fortify your vocation of morning sentinels in order to announce the coming of the dawn. Wake up the world, light up the future.
Sorelle carissime, svegliate il mondo, illuminate il futuro.
I'm Linda Bordoni.